1 year on from the historic visit of Pope Benedict XVI to Britain, Catholics around the country are marking this first anniversary with a variety of unusual and creative initiatives. From the moment the papal plane touched down in a windswept Edinburgh airport on the morning of September the 16th, the four-day visit to Scotland, London and Birmingham touched people's hearts and minds in all sorts of unexpected ways. Through his intense schedule of meetings with Britain's political and religious leaders, but especially through the masses he celebrated in Glasgow's Bella Houston Park, London's Westminster Cathedral and Birmingham's Cofton Park, or the Saturday Vigil in Hyde Park, the Pope urged all people of faith to make their voices heard and to work together for the common good, especially in service to the poorest and most vulnerable members of society.
Faith is meant to bear fruit in the transformation of our world through the power of the Holy Spirit at work in the lives and activity of believers. No one who looks realistically at our world today could think that Christians can afford to go on with business as usual, ignoring the profound crisis of faith which has overtaken our society, or simply trusting that the patrimony of values handed down by the Christian centuries will continue to inspire and shape the future of our society. We know that in times of crisis and upheaval, God has raised up great saints and prophets for the renewal of the Church and Christian society. We trust in his providence and we pray for his continued guidance. But each of us, in accordance with his or her state of life, is called to work for the advancement of God's kingdom by imbuing temporal life with the values of the gospel. Each of us has a mission. Each of us is called to change the world, to work for a culture of life, a culture fought by love and respect for the dignity of each human person.
Well, that legacy is now being celebrated in a very public way by the bishops of England, Scotland and Wales, who are urging Catholics to get together this weekend and share their own memories of the trip. As of this Friday, the bishops are encouraging people to renew the practice of Friday penance, renouncing meat or some other food as a practical sign of their Catholic identity. On Sunday, Archbishop Vincent Nichols, head of the Catholic Bishops' Conference in England and Wales, will be leading a mass of thanksgiving in Westminster Cathedral around the theme "Fresh Wind in Our Sails," a phrase attributed to the Pope himself at the conclusion of his UK visit. So to find out more, let's listen to Archbishop Nichols talking about this first anniversary weekend, which falls on the traditional Home Mission Sunday.
Well, the focus of this year's Home Mission Sunday is taken from a remark that was made to me by the Holy Father's personal private secretary, Monsignor George, when I asked him if the Pope was still reflecting on his visit to the United Kingdom. He said to me, "Oh, yes," he said, "it's put fresh wind in his sails." And that's the theme for our Home Mission Sunday this year, which falls on the anniversary of Pope Benedict's visit to the United Kingdom on the 18th of September. Our theme is "Put Fresh Wind in Our Sails." And I think this Home Mission Sunday on the anniversary of the papal visit is a huge opportunity for us to remember again the graces and the energy that surrounded the visit of Pope Benedict and to take fresh encouragement from that. So we saw him in an image that sticks in my mind, in the Pope Mobile coming down the Mall with the Union Jack and the papal flag flying side by side down the length of the Mall. That was a picture of the presence of the Church in our society. And to take that kind of part in the life of our society, we need fresh wind. We need confidence. We need a renewed wind of the Holy Spirit in our backs so that we don't look down. We don't look backwards. We face the future. We face forward confident in the message that the Lord gives us, that the Holy Father affirmed within us. Now, that message is essentially about our search for holiness through service of Christ. And the service of Christ and the search of holiness finds an important expression in the role that we play in our everyday lives, outside of church, in our homes, in our places of work, where with confidence we put forward the vision of faith in practice. We might not say very much a lot of the time, but we put it forward in action. And when we're asked, we're ready to speak about our faith sensitively and carefully. So, fresh wind in our sails for home mission. That's our theme this September. The next steps that we take around the weekend of Home Mission Sunday, I think, are very clear. On the Friday of the Home Mission weekend, that's the 16th of September, we will start as a community to refresh our Friday observance of penance. This is very important because it helps to focus our lives again on the death of Christ on that Good Friday, and to share in his self-sacrifice, his self-giving, by giving a bit up of what we like for ourselves. Now, what we've asked is that Catholics together as a community, whether we're at home, in a school or wherever, we abstain from eating meat on a Friday. It's an old traditional way of expressing penance. It's always been there in the universal law of the Church. And we think this is a very opportune moment for us to refresh that act of penance ourselves together, corporately, so that we encourage one another. We share that moment, and indeed we express it in prayer, perhaps together at a meal or at some other point in the day. That will help to refocus our hearts on the work of the Lord and of our presence in society, that we are a bit distinctive. On Saturday, the 17th of September, when we remember the day that the Pope spent in central London, particularly in that wonderful vigil of prayer in Hyde Park and the Mass in Westminster Cathedral, I hope that you will find time as a family or as a group of friends or as a group of youngsters to get together to remember the stories of that weekend. Find your photographs. Have another look at the DVD. Maybe you made home recordings of episodes of the papal visit. Maybe some of you went and travelled to these events. On this anniversary Saturday, could I please ask you to delve into that memory bank and bring out those treasured memories again and enjoy them. And sit down together and have a Pope Benedict party on Saturday, the 17th of September. Sunday, the 18th of September, is the day for our more prayerful and formal remembrance, recollection of the visit and celebration of its gifts. I hope that will be the theme of prayer in every church on Home Mission Sunday, the 18th of September, where we ask God to give us fresh wind and thank God for the memory and the gifts of the visit of Pope Benedict. In the afternoon, we bishops will all gather here in Westminster Cathedral for Mass at 3 o'clock, when we will formally thank God, formally recall the visit, formally recall the Holy Father's words to us as bishops at the end of the visit. I hope over this weekend you will dwell on some of those key themes that he called us to be. Witnesses in the good work of education, calling us to sanctity of life, to a holiness from a young age, encouraging young people to play their part in the life of the church, reminding us of the great dignity of being a priestly people called to consecrate the world to God.
Christ has need of families to remind the world of the dignity of human love and the beauty of family life. He needs men and women who devote their lives to the noble task of education, tending the young and forming them in the ways of the gospel. He needs those who will consecrate their lives to the pursuit of perfect charity, following him in chastity, poverty, and obedience, and serving him in the least of our brothers and sisters. He needs the powerful love of contemplative religious, who sustains the church's witness and activity through their constant prayer. And he needs priests, good and holy priests, men who are willing to lay down their lives for their sheep. Ask your Lord what he has in mind for you.
And of course, all the attention that he brought to the elderly, to the vulnerable, to those who have suffered abuse in our midst, and of course, to Blessed Cardinal John Henry Newman. Not long ago, for example, our Office for Evangelization put out the document called Some Definite Purpose, calling on Cardinal Newman's sense of vocation, that every single one of us, God has given a definite purpose. And it's our task, our joy, to find that sense of purpose, God-given purpose, in our lives. Because when we find it, and when we live by it, then we experience a profound, peaceful joy within us that takes us through all the daily difficulties that we face. So there's a whole program of parish events looking back at the papal visit, exploring the themes of the Pope's words under that heading, Some Definite Purpose. So please go and have a good look for that and use it. Many parishes have been doing so, but at this time of the anniversary of the papal visit, give it a fresh start. Then, of course, there are the things that are on the shelves, the booklets with the Holy Father's homilies and addresses in it. So those texts are rich, and we ought not to ignore them or forget them. They stand the test of time. So I invite you to go back and read those again. Talk with them, with your friends, within your family, within small groups, and see how even now, at a year's distance, they can refresh in us our sense of mission. And then there's the DVD and the other things that will be your means of remembering this visit. So study, prayer, joyful remembrance of the events of the visit. All of these things you'll find help and support. So let's do that and make this Home Mission Sunday, this anniversary of the Holy Father's visit, really very special.
Archbishop Vincent Nichols, who will be leading a Mass of Thanksgiving on this first anniversary of the papal visit on Sunday afternoon in Westminster Cathedral.